Welcome back. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. You're here with Dave and Faisal. The throat of this section, this piece of our show, is about a success story.
Okay.
Now, I want to read something, and I don't want this to come across as self-serving for us, but there's an important message in here that I want people to hear, and we're going to talk about, and there's 100 ways we can talk about this, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to throw it out there, and then we can talk about it. This is a letter that we received as a team earlier this month, and it's addressed to us. It says, "Just a note to ask if you would express my appreciation to the team for all the help that they give to me. Aging cannot be stopped, minds get confused, and I hope I keep up for a few more years. So thank you all," in quotes, "for the joint effort. In this crisis, it's nice to feel secure."
Wow.
Okay. So again, I don't read this as a self-serving thing about our practice. I read that because when I read this, what that word secure stuck out to me.
That's right.
Okay. So I'm glad that she's very happy with what the team is doing. But at the end of the day, this period of retirement, Faisal, you and I talk about the points of transition. Retirement is a point of transition.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a number of things taking place in that transition. And if you know, we've talked about as a team the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And think about what happens when you go through a transition into retirement is that second tier of the pyramid, the safety and security, gets shaken. And it gets shaken for a number of reasons. It could be health-related.
Yeah.
It could be I've lost a paycheck, which used to give me comfort knowing next month I've got money coming in.
Yeah.
It's an idea of a fixed budget. I mean, there's so many different things that take place that shake that foundation, right? And so when I hear the word secure,
yeah,
what I think about is, okay, we've done our job. Like when I'm asked, why do you do what you do? And particularly through periods of crisis where there's lots of stress.
Yeah.
This is it. This is why I do what I do.
We've heard in our industry, we will give you the peace of mind.
Right.
What the heck does that mean? I've asked that question multiple times.
Sure.
Clients.
Sure.
People are talking to us and they use the word security.
Yeah. Because secure, that word was really, really catching for me, because it is about, if you think about about what we have to build in our industry, in our practice, specifically for the kind of clients we deal with, we have to rebuild that foundation. So there's some cracks in that safety and security component of the pyramid. And so we got to get to work and we got to find out where those cracks are for each family. Right. And listen, that's not, we've got to ask some questions, but as a listener of this show, if you're in that stage, you need to think in terms of that. What is the crack that I feel, right? If I'm feeling some vulnerability going through this pandemic, what's the crack? What's the mortar I need to put in place? Do I need to put another block in place? What is that to build that foundation?
I've asked a few of our clients when I talk about their healthcare and healthcare costs in the future, I ask them to write down, give me 5 things that you need to happen in order to feel secure.
Mm.
So that's my homework for all of our listeners. Write down 5 things. It doesn't have to be financial. Whatever it is, when
agreed,
you write the word secure or security on the top of the page, now you got a blank sheet of paper underneath it and write down the 5 things you need to feel secure.
Right.
And then let's work on that together.
And that's exactly what you should be doing, right? That's what the advisor, the advisory team, the professional team, whatever you want to call it, needs to be assisting you to do.
This is the difference between management of your entire wealth and family, mm-hmm, and money management.
Yeah, I agree with that.
We have seen too many times pick up articles on newspapers, go online, listen to the news, listen to the business news. It's all about money management. How are you going to get through your retirement with your money?
Mm-hmm.
No one talks about how are you going to get through retirement feeling secure.
Yeah.
Money may be one piece
of
it.
Sure, of course, yeah.
But I bet you it's not the only thing.
100% it's not the only thing.
And I get frustrated when everybody in our industry
is
lumped into one category.
Right.
Well, I have an advisor, Faisal. This was a guy who called me up and said, I have an advisor, and he charges me less than what you charge, but he doesn't give me all these other services. Mm-hmm. I go, so how do you determine security and value? Those are the two things I asked him. And he actually said, you know what? No one's ever asked me that question. I need some time to think about it.
Right.
Good.
Right.
I do not want you to be our client if we're not being able to provide you that security and added value to your life.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, and it's important as an industry, I challenge the whole industry. It's, you know, we're not trying to be all things to all people. There's no question about it. We're trying to be as much as we can to a very specifically defined type of person or family.
Our clients, yeah, for
sure. Right, right. And I think, you know, our industry can do a better job at specializing in these areas, and particularly in retirement, if you accept what I'm saying, that what makes this transition period unique is that foundation, that safety and security foundation that was in place up to that point, will get shaken.
You know, when you write down those five items that provide you security, and then underneath that you list all the people in your life that you pay to help you with that security, you start to link up, are they providing those services to me?
Right. Yeah, because it's not just, like you said, not just about money.
And if it doesn't fit, if it's not, those people below the list are helping me feel what I need to feel in that list,
right.
Look for a new person.
Yeah.
Look for a new person.
You know, exactly. Yeah. The service, that offering has to provide the bricks and mortar to keep that foundation
you
solid.
You need it.
Right? Yeah. No, I agree. I thought that was, listen, I don't want to go on and on about this, but I thought.
Security.
Yeah. I thought it was a different tact, you know, because, I mean, this show's called More Than Money for a reason. We accept that money is an important piece, an important component of delivering a lifestyle. But a lifestyle, when you talk about lifestyle and you talk at a higher level and you work backwards from that, you will go down a series of paths and exploring a bunch of different things, okay, that don't have to do with money.
How many people on this radio station, on podcasts, on other media channels that talk about retirement actually talk about what security is outside the financial world?
Yeah,
and it's important that people understand that your advisor is not just a money manager.
Well, many are, and that's okay if that's what they say, and that's what you want, that's okay.
That's fine.
Right. But I think it's incumbent. I want to educate. I mean, part of why we do this show is about education, right? And we see lots of stuff all the time. And I think I can speak on behalf of you, pipe in if not, but one of the things we're challenging, you said the homework today, is for people to take the accountability and responsibility to think about that.
Yeah.
Right. So if we can provide a context to the conversation, you know, if you think about that pyramid or Google it if you don't know what I'm talking about, right? And look at that foundation, right? And feel it in that way. Okay. If I'm feeling something, what is it about the crack there? And then work backwards from that. Right? If money is a problem, it'll come to the top. If it's health, if it's a relationship issue, if it's
whatever,
kids,
it may be,
whatever,
it'll show.
It'll come up, and then you can deal with that, right?
Yeah.
And I think then, if we get to that point as people, as humans on this journey that we're all on, as we approach and then start living in retirement and moving through that last portion of our life, if you embrace it like that, on a more holistic basis, mm-hmm. right? Then that the quality of that journey becomes a lot better. And whether that's a money management issue or it's, like you said, a healthcare issue or some other issue, right? That journey becomes a heck of a lot better.
Absolutely.
All right.
Let's talk about how we put all this together.
Yeah.
You know, we host monthly seminars, now webinars, to kind of show people how four areas of your retirement come into play.
Mm-hmm.
Cash flow, income to live your lifestyle, you know, making sure you have money for the future.
Yes.
Your health, the quality of the care you're going to receive, and your family. Because you're going to not only need to provide to some degree today, financial or non-financial, but also when you pass away.
Mm-hmm.
And those four buckets that we call them need to have a full understanding and a strategy behind them all. And so in our seminar and webinar that we host every single month, we discuss these four buckets. We talk about the relationship between these buckets and how in total you can feel secure
mm-hmm.
in your retirement.
That's right.
So we're going to have that coming up on Tuesday, July 21st, 7 p.m. live online. Now you need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. That's morethanmoneyradio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. We look forward to chatting next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.